people who love them.
Hello, my friends. This is Mickey Desai. I have on the phone our friends Becca and a new friend, Warren Jobs, who many of you will recognize is the president and CEO of Sealskin Covers. There's a really cool story to be told here. Warren, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, Mickey.
Great. Becca, you on the line?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Warren, I understand you're a true car guy, and I want to talk about Sealskin Covers in as much detail as we can in the time that we have allotted. But first of all, tell us, what is your interest in cars?
Well, Mickey, I feel like cars is, for me, has been one of those things where it's kind of helped me in life and just being an entrepreneur. I feel like as an entrepreneur, one of the toughest things to deal with is just like rejection and failure. And I just remember sometimes just sitting there, you know, having a beer, just YouTubing some of my favorite cars and sort of using cars to bridge myself over those like tougher times, you know. Cars for me has always been it's kind of like a dream, as well as just it provided hope and sort of, you know, excitement through the tough times.
Interesting. So how would you explain that happens? How does a car carry a person through in your life? How does that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, whether it's, you know, some people maybe they're into sports, you know, you're having a tough day, you throw the game on, it sort of helps you forget about everything. And so for me, I remember starting out, we used to start out building like small websites for small businesses. And, you know, we're out there networking and we're trying to find clients. And I just remember this time where I had built maybe a network of maybe, let's say, like 20 clients or something like that. So, you know, we're building small websites. I'm going to meet a client and it starts to rain. I'm talking about like pouring and I run out of gas. So I run out of gas. I'm stuck in the rain. I just remember thinking, wow, this is one of those times where I feel like either I need to just figure it out or I need to give up. But I remember literally get out of my car, leaving my car where it was, walking home in the rain. And I remember that night literally just throwing on a bunch of YouTube videos and just thinking like, hey, maybe one day, you know, maybe this Ferrari one day, or maybe this M5 one day, or maybe this Corvette one day. I mean, it's something small,
right?
You know what I mean? But like for that hour, for that little, just that little, it just gave me a little breathing space from sort of the challenges that I was facing. Yeah.
And you actually recovered from that quite well. If I'm reading things correctly here, I've looked at and I confess, I've done a little homework. I'm looking at an e-commerce case study that someone else authored about Sealskin Covers, and it sounds like you've accomplished quite a lot.
Oh, we did. So I remember, the sort of the days following that experience. I went through my client list and I looked at it from the perspective of, listen, I've got to figure out what I've got to do, because what I'm doing right now is definitely not working. It felt like I was sort of running on a treadmill. And so I looked at my client base. I looked at the people that I feel like I had potential to work with, and the people that I feel like were, you know, sort of either didn't believe in me or didn't believe in themselves. And so what I did is I immediately eliminated all the clients that I felt like fell in that category. And I looked deeper into the clients that I felt like had potential. And within that category, I realized that a lot of the people that we were working with that were actually seeing success were vehicle accessory manufacturers, right? Companies that were making products for vehicles, for cars, and mm-hmm. normally would sell them retail, but are now interested in selling direct to the consumer. So they were like, you know what? I usually make this product. I normally put this product, use a middleman, whether it's a retail store, an online store, get it to the customer. I'm going to want to build my own website and sell it directly. And so after looking through that and kind of exploring that, I ended up striking a partnership or a deal with a car cover manufacturer. Mm-hmm. They were making like waterproof, breathable car covers. And so, you know, we dug into that and we looked at some of the things that they were doing wrong and some of the things that were doing right. And one of the things that we realized they were doing wrong is they were trying to sell universal semi-fit car covers based on the size of the vehicle. In other words, requiring the customer to actually measure their car and then shop for that car based on the size of their car. And most people are not going to go out there and use a tape measure to measure how long their car is, how wide, and then buy a car cover. So what we did is we built a database of all the cars, their length, their width, their heights, and then we started matching those cars up based on the SKUs available. We started developing more and more sizes as we found commonalities between different cars. And what we did is it made it easier for people to shop for a universal semi-custom car cover based on year, make, and model, driving the cost of the car cover and making it possible for people to buy a great car cover for half the price they normally would shop for.
Right.
Very cool. So I have a few questions.
Sure.
trying to battle their way out of my brain at the moment. So sealskin covers, I understand that, you know, what you've done in terms of trying to get the delivery method, right? The actual sizing and the delivery method to the client all streamlined and all in one shop. The cover itself, it's a little different than anything that I can buy off the shelf in an auto parts store, isn't it?
It is. It is. And so once we launched that website, once we sort of figured out the fits, I mean, we went from, this was literally, I had saved, I'm talking about $200 a week, you know, saving every single penny. I poured everything I had into this website. And within 6 months, we did $0 to $1 million in sales. I mean, it was incredible. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where, it just totally kind of, you know, blew our minds. And for us, we started to really dig in, and then we're like, okay, fine. We've got the marketing down and we've got the fits right. Let's start improving the product. And so a lot of the people, most of the carcasses out there are being developed based on like an oil-based material. And so what we did is we started developing car covers based on pure polyester. So not mixing it with cotton or anything like that. So trying to make the car cover as light and easy to install, but as tough as durable. Because one of the main things is you love your car, you want to protect your car, but as much as you want to, you love it and you want to protect it, if it's a hassle, you know, if you have to go in there and lift out this heavy cover and throw it on, it just makes it a little bit tougher. So for us, we were like, you know, now that we've sort of made it easier to shop for this thing, let's actually make it easier to actually use too.
And actually, I have stories about car covers. This one place I used to live, I had no garage, and I already had my Mustang, and you know, she's my baby, and it would be pouring down rain. I mean, torrential, and I'm out there. Not only did I have to cover her up, but then I had to use the cable, the locking cable.
Yeah.
So I have plenty of stories of fighting rain and trying to get my car cover on there. So I understand the whole lightweight thing, making it a faster process when you're dealing in situations like that, which actually does lead me to two questions that I would have that are product related. You talk about that it's durable, and you had mentioned earlier that it's not quite the custom fit. I had an issue that I had bought a custom fit car cover for my Mustang one time out of California Mustang. It was not cheap. And the thing that I ran across was that it had gotten tree sap and whatnot on it. So I had washed it, and the washing destroyed it. And I had already, before I put it in there, I read through the company's website. I looked for the paperwork I kept from the car cover. I looked through everything, and nothing said I couldn't wash it. So when it was destroyed, I contacted California Mustang, and they said, oh, well, your problem is you used it outdoors. There's no warranty when you use it outdoors. Wait a minute. I mean, I understand that some people are covering up their cars when they're indoors, but especially the Supreme one that I had bought, Shouldn't it be able to be used outdoors? So my questions for you would be, can it be used outdoors and can it be washed?
Yes. And so, yes and yes to both questions. So a fully custom car cover, right? So the big challenge with fully custom car covers is, one is they're really expensive. I mean, usually, they end up being really, really pricey. And what happens is, because so much value is put on the fit, all of a sudden the quality starts to drop, right? So they're saying, hey, this is what you have to pay for the fit, but now we're not going to worry so much about the quality of the actual material. Now you all of a sudden have this expensive cover that you can't even use outdoors. For us, we're saying is we're trying to focus on what our mission is trying to extend the life of the vehicle. We're trying to create a product that is as easy to use and as cheap as possible, or as affordable as possible. And so we look at it from a couple angles. One is fit. And we don't want to say, hey, we're going to have the best possible fit where there's no room, no budget left for the quality of the fabric. No, we're saying we're going to get the best fit possible and the best material possible to create sort of the best value proposition possible. And so, our car cover is 100% waterproof. Now, there is a component where there's a balance between the car cover being waterproof and breathable, because we don't want to throw a plastic bag on top of the car, right?
Exactly.
You'll find mold in the brakes. You can find mold inside the engine. So there's a breathability component, but the car cover is waterproof. It's UV resistant. And this actually makes a pretty big deal, because I notice when I throw the car cover on my car, if the sun's been beating on it, I take the car cover off, it's at least 10 degrees cooler in there. And it makes a difference if you have leather seats or the steering wheel. Sometimes, I remember before the car cover, I'll sit in there and it takes a little while to get used to it as you start to burn up inside your car. So it's UV resistant, it's waterproof, and then what we do is we have a 10-year warranty as well. And so we're saying, hey, listen, you get if anything goes wrong, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, you get a chance to replace your cover and get a brand new one. And so for us, we feel like when we combine our fit, we combine the quality of our fabric and also our return and exchange and warranty policy, we feel like we're giving people a really great value when it comes to, you know, protecting or extending the life of the vehicle.
Right. And the UV resistant wouldn't even just be about keeping the temperature down on the inside. That would also extend the life of their.
For sure. I mean, as the sun continues to beat down on the vehicle, it fades the paint. I know I had bought brand new BMW 550s. I was super excited about it. This was a couple of years ago. And apparently it had some, you know, bird poop on there. And I didn't know that as the sun beats down on your vehicle with the bird poop, it actually ate through the paint. I was blown away. Yeah, I went, got a car wash. And as the car's coming out, I'm like, wait, what is that? And it actually had eaten through the paint.
Yeah.
So it was a huge pain. And so it cost me hundreds of dollars to fix that. And I'm like, wow, you know, car cover right there alone would have just, that if it just would have saved that one thing, I would have been happy with it.
Right. So, Warren, what was the car that broke down and you left in the rain?
This was my dad's old car, a Ford Explorer, 1998 Ford Explorer. My dad had he had bought a new car and he kind of gave me his old car. And I don't know if you guys remember, but those Explorers, like, they were great cars, but the gas, the miles, you know, it used to be a pretty big gas guzzler. And so
yeah.
I'm out here putting gas $5 at a time, just trying to get from meeting to meeting. And I'm like, no, this is, I'm going to get there. And boom, I'm stuck in the middle of the highway. It becomes impossible. I call the client. I'm listen, I can't make it. He's upset. I'm upset. And I'm like, you know what? Make or break moment right now. Close the door, get out of the car, walk home in the rain. I remember getting home, literally just taking all my clothes off, sitting in boxes in front of my computer, thinking this is the end of the world at this point. Like, it's that bad.
It sounds like an average day for me. So I have to ask, you still have a BMW 5 Series or have you moved on to something else?
I moved on to, so the M5 it's always been my favorite car. You know, it's kind of the car that sort of started the passion about cars. So I had upgraded to the M5 and that's the car that I drive today. So yeah.
Excellent. No, I've always wanted to get my hands on an older M5 as well. They're really well engineered machines and they're just so fun.
And it kind of matches against the personality that we have, even sort of aligns with, you know, the mission of the company, because M5 is usually known for sort of the Swiss Army knife of car. You get a sports car, you get a family car. It's kind of the, you know, all in one kind of car. And so our car cover is a little like that too. You know, we feel like we want to focus on the value more so than being really good at one thing, but not so great in something else.
Excellent. That's cool. Is there any word of advice you would have for somebody who's hesitating about buying a sealskin cover?
I would say anytime you're looking to buy a car cover, the first thing you want to kind of focus on is, you know, where you live. So if you're experiencing either a lot of rain or whether it's hail or maybe it's an area that gets a lot of snow or sun. And so once you kind of figure that out, it helps you kind of drill down to, you know, what kind of car cover you're looking for, or whether you need an indoor car cover or an outdoor car cover. You know, sometimes you have in a garage and it doesn't necessarily mean you don't need a car cover. You know, you can have, maybe you have pets, you know, pets can jump on top of your car. It can scratch your car. Maybe it's a tight garage, you know, things can kind of, you know, lean over or tap into your car. And you'd be surprised how many little nicks and scratches you can get inside your garage. You have no idea where they came from. And so a simple indoor car cover could save you hundreds of dollars. And so, yeah, I mean, once you kind of figure out what kind of car cover you need, then you can go to our website. And one of the other things that we stand out for is our customer service. So for us, one of the biggest things is our live chat. Most e-commerce businesses or most commerce, they try to focus on removing the human aspect out of the website. You know, they want their website to do it all. You don't have to talk to anybody. And they even make it impossible. You know, you'll usually, like, you won't see a phone number, or they'll force you to kind of communicate only through email. For us, you know, we're right out front. So once you visit the website, you get a live chat. customer, an agent will ask you, what's the year, make, and model? You know, what kind of car cover are you looking for, or what kind of weather you're kind of experiencing? And what we'll do is we'll automatically actually load the car cover right on your screen. So you don't even have to search for it on the website at all. You can just talk to an agent, and within, you know, a minute or two, the car cover is actually staring at you right on your screen.
No kidding. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it just makes it a lot easier versus having customers like, you know, search through the website. And not that our website is not intuitive and easy to use. It is. But we just find, you know, for us is we want to kind of, you know, humanize our company a little bit more and just provide that customer service that people are used to offline and bring that online.
I completely and totally applaud that effort. I think that, you know, there's way too much temptation to automate everything, but having that human component is absolutely what makes or breaks the difference in many of the cases. So I think that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Way to go. Well, no. Warren, is there anything else you wanted to talk about in the world of cars before we sign off today? Any fun or cool, interesting things in your mind?
No, I think we've touched on everything at least that I wanted to talk about. I want to definitely thank you guys for having me on the show. And if there's anything that I guess like I'd like to sort of leave on is just you know, speaking out and reaching out to other entrepreneurs. And obviously, to me, that's my biggest passion is people who are out there trying to make a difference, trying to improve their lives or help their families improve their families' lives. And the only thing, you know, message I can preach out is, hey, listen, when it looks impossible, you know, that's the time you really got to dig in, and you got to find one of those, you know, some of those things that you know, things that can help you bridge through those tough times. And for me, it, you know, that was cars, and I didn't have to actually own the cars. To me, just even the pictures, the videos, the reviews, car reviews online, that stuff would actually really help. So, you know, that's probably the only message I'd like to leave out there.
Like incentive and motivation.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, and also on the website, what I have it up in front of me, what you were saying earlier, when people go to it right at the beginning, it's not that it's difficult to go through. It's year, make, model, body, or big box, first thing. So it looks very easy to navigate. And you have other things on here besides car covers, and you've got a section for boats.
We do. Yeah. I mean, once we realized sort of the value that we were creating for cars, we were like, hey, let's start to find the other vehicles that we can cover as well. So now we've added boat covers, jet ski covers, snowmobile covers, UTV covers, you know, RV covers. And again, the same applies, everything from our live chat, our customer service, our fit, the quality of our fabric, our policies, our warranties. They extend through all of those lines as well.
So wait a minute. RV covers? We're talking about a sizable piece of fabric now, aren't we?
Oh, we are. Yeah. And that's actually one of our newest products. And so RV covers is starting to become a pretty hot seller as well. You have a lot of people who go out there, you know, they're camping. And so for them to be able to cover their RV during the times that it's sort of out of use, you know, most people are not using their RVs all the time. So there's a lot of sort of downtime with your RV, and it's tough to throw an RV indoors. You know, most people, you're not gonna, you know, it's really tough. So a car cover or an RV cover just makes it really easy to, when you're not using your RV and it's probably really tough to bring it indoors, hey, throw a cover on it, and it just makes a big difference.
Sure, absolutely,
definitely. Yeah. I don't know too many people that can bring those indoors.
yeah, that's tough to do.
Yes.
Well, Warren, thanks for taking the time this morning. I know you've got a full and busy day in front of you, and we hope we can cross paths again, and you can join us on a future episode.
Awesome, Mickey. I definitely want to thank you guys as well.
Definitely. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.